Right, let's begin. Let's start on page Yud. Okay, boy, sides on page Yud. It's very light. These handouts are a little bit esoteric. So let's go through it very quickly. Let's start with Achilas Bosar V'Yayin De'erev of Metzoy Tainis. Is a person allowed to eat meat and Yayin? Well, we are really familiar with this when the fast is over. After a fast day is over, there is a halacha that you're not supposed on a full fast day, on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is because of the 9 days. But there's also an inyan, there is such an inyan of not eating meat when the fast is over. I don't think it's a halach. Let's see what it says over. Sefer HaChassidim. That's a suda. Mitzvah Yom Kippur is different. But let's talk about a regular time. Let's talk about Sar B'Teves. Are you lichatchil? Is a person lichatchil allowed to eat meat and yayin when the fast is over? And in preparation for the fast day, is a person for the suda mafsek? Is a person halachah l'maisa? We don't hold back. But he brings down from the sefer. Let's see what he says. The sefer Hasidim. He brings down something very interesting. Because of sheikar tainus mal yusa. If a person wants to mekayim a tainus the way it should be fulfilled. Again, most of us do not fulfill what it says in sefer Hasidim. But this is interesting. Hayu shalol lechol bosav lelishos yain loy bechnisas tainus loy bemotzay tainus. When you prepare for the tainus, yisudas hamafsekes, you should not eat meat and yayin. When the tainus is over, you also do not eat meat and yayin. There has to be the tainus is not just the actual fast, it's what comes before and what comes after. That's also a chelik of the tainus, the hachana and the coming out of the tainus. He saw written such a thing that this proper thing to do such a thing. And Rai Lekach comes from this daf nun gimel. Rai Lekach hevi mimash amu b'sugin chushcharu shinav mipnei hatainis. Here the Gemara talks about the story with this person. He says something insulting, and he fasted the rest of who was it?
Towards
Rabbi, and he fasted his entire life. And it says that not only did he fast, but his teeth turned black because of the fast. So the question is, what? Why? Just because a person fasts every single day, why does that affect his teeth? So he's telling us something which I'm not familiar with, but it seems that if a person does not eat meat, and meat, okay, we're not familiar with the science of the times, it causes his teeth to become black. So just because he fasts, there's not a reason why his teeth should turn black. But if you're going to tell me that he fasted plus when the fast was over, he also did not eat meat and did not drink wine before and after, so that basically means his entire life he'd had limited intake of meat and yayin, and now we can understand why his teeth were black. By not eating milk and dam, by losing weight, by a person by not eating and losing when he fasts, his blood and his fat of his body diminish, so he loses the whiteness of his teeth. I have no idea if this is today what doctors would say about this. The science is if you eat some meat and some yayin before and after, so you replenish what you deficient. Rabbi Shimon said, "Sheshinav kushchad me'atainis muchach." This is the makar for the Sefer HaChassidim, which none of us really practice. That from the Sefer HaChassidim, shelo ochal basar v'yayin af lifnei v'acharei hatainis. Umikamokam sin chosav shekol ze amurak ba'adam sheyesh lo yefsheis l'snanig. But of course, the Sefer HaChassidim is talking about a person that is physically strong that he can do this. V'derech zokidei shelo yechate al nefesh v'oz lo yochosh l'shchirus hashinayim sheyin l'yofi abavad. Then a person does not eat. Then a person he's not gonna have white teeth. So that's a unique. That I diminish my basar v'dam, and that should be in place of a carbon.
Right.
When you bring a carbon, you sprinkle blood on the mizbeach. So by fasting, the blood and my basar have been diminished. It's ke'ilu, it was burnt and applied to the mizbeach. Okay, so this is just a very interesting yesod, and he's telling us that don't think the fast starts and ends on the clock. The fast has to leave an impression upon a person when the fast is over. You gradually eat. Gradually eating means you don't. When the fast is over, it doesn't mean you can eat whatever you want. You also have to be mimayit in the type of food that you eat. Before, when the fast begins, you don't just stop eating. You fress. You fill up your stomach. There's a gradual hachana. You eat less and less. You eat less and less and
the
less.
Stomach shrinks also.
Well, not necessarily because